Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. We're getting ready today here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for over 100 degrees, so I've got to make sure we stay hydrated. Hope everyone had a thoughtful and fun and safe 4th of July. We're careful with the fireworks, still have all your fingers and all of that. We have got a really interesting show coming up today. Two guests covering everything from why we need selenium and what kind to get to why we shouldn't panic about COVID-19 and chronic pain, a lot of really interesting topics. And I want to welcome new listeners that we might have, even though this is our first week, in Bakersfield, California. And it probably would be good to mention that our Healthy by Nature motto, I guess, kind of the underlying principle, is that we are by nature healthy. And when we aren't, it's because there's something the body needs for optimum function that it's not getting, or it's being weighed down with an excess it can't handle. Now, our guest last week, Dr. Sherry Rogers, believes the same thing. In fact, it's quite possible that I learned that from her many years ago, and I really keep looking, and it still just makes sense with virtually any disease. So if we want to stay healthy, those are the two prime directives that we work to elucidate on this program. And sometimes it gets a little complicated, and that's what happened last week with Dr. Rogers. We got a bit in the weeds with things that were technical, and so that's why I made the blog this past week. That's available on hbnshow.com. I made it a review of some of the questions that we didn't get to and some of the ones we got to that might have needed to be translated a bit. So you can just go to hbnshow.com and then click on either the picture on the homepage or click on blogs and you can get that. The newsletter that comes out on Thursdays, free e-newsletter, it has more things in it. It directs you to the blog, tells you what's coming up on the show this week, reviews what was on the show the previous week. But then there are also often some notices of one kind or another. For example, Longevinex, Garlinex, and Garlagest are having a summer sale. I didn't find out about it until it's about to expire, so they've extended it for our listeners through Monday. You can call 866-405-4000. I updated the blog from last week about the pros and cons of wearing masks. We'll discuss that a bit in the second half of the show with our pharmacist guest. So please stay tuned to Healthy by Nature. We're here to help. We're glad you joined us this morning. Be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
I meant to mention that in the blog this last week, which was posted on Thursday, I covered the toxic 7 M's that Dr. Rogers often talks about, and we never have time to cover during the show when we're focused on something else. And couple of the other questions that have come up that were answered is why at 77 she doesn't have gray hair and what is the best way to detox. So again, get to that just by going to hbnshow.com, which is where you can also click on listen and out of the archive list pick today's date, and you will get links to our guests, to whatever they might talk about, extra phone numbers that you might need, and so on. You would find that my first guest is a fan favorite, Anthony Thomas, PhD. He's the Director of Scientific Affairs with our sponsor, Jarrow Formulas. Joins us by phone from, it says, Van Nuys, California. Good morning, Dr. Thomas.
Good morning, Marty.
Glad to have you with us. Here, congratulations are in order. You've added another munchkin to your household.
That's right, and she's almost 6 months old now.
Wow. Well, I know that's a lot of excitement, and I hate getting you up early on Saturday mornings for that reason, but we went earlier than usual so that you could avoid, you know, having a conflict when the kiddos wake up. Anyway, thank you for taking the time with us.
Very welcome.
I wanted to talk about selenium because we mentioned it on the show here and there, but I don't know that we have made a good enough case for it. And it's one of those things that's small but mighty. We don't hear much about it. We only need a little bit, but it has some profound effects. And since the selenium supplement that I take is the selenium that Jarrow offers, the Selenium Synergy, you are a natural to talk to us about that. So just give us a little background to start with.
Yeah, so selenium is often overlooked, you know. It's funny because right now there's a lot of focus on dietary and nutritional support of immune function. So people are really interested in vitamins like D and vitamin C and also the mineral zinc. But selenium's often overlooked, yet is so critical to immune function, energy metabolism, and longevity. And you, like you mentioned, you need it in relatively small amounts. Maybe that's one reason that people don't always think about it. But it's very important for your antioxidant enzyme defenses, so combating oxidative stress, which is a critical component of immune function, as well as regulating the function of thyroid hormones, so impacting energy metabolism. In fact, selenium deficiency can often look like a thyroid hormone deficiency because the thyroid hormone can't be converted to its active form because that's required by the actions of a selenium-containing enzyme. And so these important roles for selenium are not often appreciated when, you know, these other nutrients are often looked at. And so people are taking high dose vitamin C, but if your selenium status is compromised, you know, you're still going to have compromised immune function. And our Selenium Synergy formula not only provides selenium in a specific form, it's called methyl selenocysteine. And this is the form that's used by some of these antioxidant enzymes called glutathione peroxidases. But it's also provided in conjunction with vitamin B2 or riboflavin, which is important for reducing that antioxidant molecule glutathione back to its active form once it becomes oxidized, as well as the antioxidant vitamin E, and a component from broccoli called glucoraphanin. And this is a compound that stimulates the body's antioxidant defenses and detox pathways. So it's a really nice complementary formula, and it provides a very strong dose of selenium. I wouldn't recommend taking more in a day supplementary, and that's 200 micrograms.
Yes, more isn't always better. It's finding the right balance. And I want to get back a little later to the form, because I think that is a tremendously important factor that's also overlooked. But we were talking about thyroid hormone, and that surely is a problem for a significant swath of the U.S. population because it's involved in so many things. But we hear about iodine because the body needs that to make the hormone. But as you point out, it also needs selenium to convert from the storage form to the active form. So that's a really important point. And in talking about the immune system, I have on the HBNShow.com website in the library, I have an article on selenium. And one of the things that it talks about, I'm going to add a link to this article, and I can probably do that during this first break. The article is by Dr. Richard Passwater, who has done a lot of work on selenium and cancer. It's entitled, "Can Selenium Significantly Increase the Cure Rate in COVID-19? Now, as a company, I know there's no way that you can make that link, because if we, in the infinite wisdom of our government, the FDA has decided that if a nutrient dares to even prevent a disease, that makes it a drug and therefore illegal. So I just want people to know that in a lot of these more enlightened approaches to this coronavirus in treatments, they not only add zinc and vitamin D, but selenium, because it's all part of the package. We do have some new listeners, I think, hopefully at least in Bakersfield, California, but I do keep hearing that friends and family have recommended the show to people. So let's take just a minute and review what antioxidants are and free radicals. We shouldn't assume everybody already came equipped with that knowledge.
Right. I mean, we hear those terms thrown around so often in the natural products industry. And the term free radical, it refers often to a highly unstable, highly reactive molecule, generally due to some unpaired electron that it has in the molecule. And thus it wants to pair that electron so that it can be more stable. But in doing so, it will often steal one and from another molecule. And this could, of course, compromise the function and stability of that molecule. And so this has the potential to, you know, the body naturally produces free radicals. We often refer to them in science as reactive oxygen species or reactive nitrogen species, since those compounds tend to have an oxygen or nitrogen that mediates the reactivity. And so we hear about antioxidants, but the body purposely produces oxidants in controlled fashions, and sometimes they can be produced in excess. And it's your body has natural mechanisms to balance this out. And so when you have too many oxidants being produced that's unbalanced by the body, and they have the potential to damage things like proteins and DNA, We call this oxidative stress. And so when your body or your cells are under oxidative stress, they enhance mechanisms to combat basically the burden of free radicals. And an important component of that is production of an amino acid called cysteine, which is selenium can be incorporated into this amino acid to become selenocysteine and incorporated like into molecules like glutathione. And what these metals are doing, like selenium, is they can mediate the transfer of electrons. So many of these antioxidant enzymes and a class called glutathione peroxidases, they essentially mediate by using glutathione and selenium these electron transfers to combat these free radicals that are produced to reduce that oxidative stress in the body. And you know, connecting the dots to the immune system, you know, people look at vitamins like vitamin C because of its antioxidant function. But antioxidants are very important for immune system function, particularly during a response. So selenium should not be overlooked at this time.
And antioxidants work in teams. You can't say, well, I'm taking vitamin C, so I'm covered in antioxidants, because they work in different ways on different parts of the body. So,
absolutely.
Yes, we don't want to forget selenium in that regard. We'll be right back with some more, including why one form might be more effective than another form, and that you can't just say, well, my crappy multivitamin that I got at the big box store says selenium on it, so I'm good. Stay tuned for more from Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I'm going to have to update that commercial because now I think it's been like 15 years that Dr. Harris has been a sponsor, and longer than that that I've been a fan. I want to tell you that in the second half of the program, we'll have a pharmacist, nutritionist, and some different topics. During the break, I added a link to that article that I mentioned about COVID-19 and selenium. I also put a link on there for your convenience to my library article on selenium, where you can read more about the work that Dr. Passwater did. And I want to get to the type of selenium, because in his work, he had some spectacular results with selenium and cancers of various kinds. I mean, just virtually unbelievable results. And then the authorities at the National Cancer Institute, quote, see the air quotes, replicated, unquote, the study, and used a different form of selenium. And surprise, surprise, didn't get the same results, and they never bothered to mention that. So often you'll just see the mineral stated without what the source or the type is. And it's like, if you have a key, it can be the same manufacturer of the key, but if it's for somebody else's front door, you're not going to get in your house. They're very, very particular. Dr. Anthony Thomas, who's the Director of Scientific Affairs for Jarrow Formulas and a very well-known PhD in nutrition, I wanted to ask, maybe related, what form is in various food sources? Why are we lacking? I mean, I know we've got some extra demands on all of our nutrition systems because of toxins and lifestyle problems and some of these current challenges, but why might we not have enough to begin with?
Yep. So you'll find selenium in a few different forms in both foods and supplements, and it's classified as inorganic or organic. And the inorganic form that you'll most commonly find in supplements is called selenite, and this is found in soils. Plants take up these soils. They can metabolize selenium, but they can also be consumed by animals. Animals eat the plants, consume the selenium, and their bodies will metabolize them into these organic forms as components of two amino acids, either cysteine, so selenocysteine, or a related amino acid, methionine, selenomethionine. And these forms can be incorporated into proteins, and the methyl selenocysteine form, an organic form that we use in our formula, is the form that's incorporated into some of these antioxidant enzymes. And there's another benefit to this form. So one is the organic forms, so selenocysteine and selenomethionine, are thought to be better absorbed by the body, so more bioavailable. And the unique form, though, of methyl selenocysteine, in addition to supporting the activity of these antioxidant enzymes, which support longevity and may discourage cancer from happening, but in the face of an established cancer, selenium has been shown to have some direct, quote-unquote, anti-cancer activities, and that's mediated through some of its metabolites, a specific monomethylated metabolite in particular, and that form is thought to be more readily produced from the methyl selenocysteine form versus the other organic form, selenomethionine. That form can more often be non-specifically incorporated into proteins, just like methionine would be, if the body doesn't have enough methionine or there's a lack there. And so, you know, given that selenium's often found in animal foods, you know, vegans and vegetarians may have a lower intake of selenium, but they also may have a lower intake of that amino acid methionine, which is rich in certain animal proteins. And so if they consume selenomethionine, then that amino acid may be shuttled off into protein synthesis rather than metabolized to a form that can have those quote-unquote antioxidant effects or the anti-cancer effects that they look at with higher dose supplementation at the 200 microgram level.
Yes, they can. It kind of jumps a step and gets right to the business. And a quick translation for those of you that are new to nutrition: when we say organic, we're not necessarily in this context talking about whether or not they put pesticides on it, as you might be referring to with produce. It means that it's plant-based or living compared to inorganic, which is rocks. So what I see in a lot of the highly advertised multivitamins that are available at the discount stores and the big box stores, those are essentially ground up rocks. And we aren't as efficient maybe as the plants are at taking those minerals out of rocks and turning it into an actual food source. A high food source of selenium are Brazil nuts. And I don't think those are, you know, you don't go out to the ball game and buy a, when you could go to the ball game, buy a container of Brazil nuts. You were getting peanuts or something else. So I think the food sources also just aren't necessarily highly consumed. I do appreciate that Gerald Formulas does the research and finds out not what's the cheapest form, but what's the form that works. And the idea of putting it together with glucoraphanin. I've never had to say that word before. That's from broccoli. And Joe also has, if you just don't like broccoli and you know you should eat it, you can get Broccomax, which is from the broccoli seeds or the sprouts. Is that right?
That's right. So this is part of that Broccomax formula is basically incorporated in our selenium synergy, but the Broccomax provides a higher, more concentrated dose. So those products actually work very well together.
And the B2 and vitamin E, those are not to take the place of a supplement of B2 or vitamin E, but just as the name implies, to be synergistic with the selenium so that they work together for the optimum improvement in antioxidant function.
That's right. Yeah, and you mentioned it before. You said these antioxidants, they work together in the body. So vitamin C, vitamin E, glutathione, enzymes that utilize glutathione requiring selenium, all of these things work together in the body. And so, you know, taking a high amount of one will always be bottlenecked if the others are limiting in any way. And so you always want to make sure your nutrient status is sufficient, because a deficiency or inadequacy in any one nutrient can really compromise functions. And so often people will go to these high-dose vitamin C or vitamin E supplements and not realizing if they're lacking intake from these other sources, you know, they're really curbing the ability of those vitamins to do what you're taking them for.
Well, exactly. I've used the analogy before that these nutrients are like a symphony, and if you gang up on one, it would be the equivalent of having a symphony with only oboes. You know, they could make a lot of noise, but it wouldn't be very pretty music. I brought in, not that I thought I would need it, but I brought in my selenium file just for fun. It weighs probably 2 pounds, and I could spend the rest of the hour just reading titles like Selenium Supplementation May Benefit Cardiovascular Health. When you get down to something as fundamental as antioxidant protection, you can fill in the blank. It's good for blank, because these are pervasive throughout the body and just very fundamental. Dr. Anthony Thomas, we sure appreciate it. I almost out of reflex said Anthony Fauci. God, I had that beat into my head. Dr. Anthony.
Wear your mask.
Yes. We'll talk about that coming up next. Thank you so much, Dr. Thomas.
A pleasure, Marty.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winnikin takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com
I'm
for
Marty
high
Whittaker.
Quality
You may have
health
heard the
formulas.
Word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
My next guest is a pharmacist, a compounding pharmacist, and a board-certified clinical nutritionist. And I have been impressed with him over the years. He's had radio shows. I've been on his show. So those kinds of folks usually make really good guests. And in fact, sometimes I'm probably going to have him on the show as a co-host. Ray Solano, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much for that kind introduction.
Well, not kind enough, I'm sure. A lot more could say, but you are associated with, and I presume the founder and CEO of PD Labs. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I have a link in the archives of today's show. I always put in a description of the guests and links to them, so I have a link there to PD Labs, and that'll probably come up again as we talk about prescriptions. We wanted to start, we've got lots of things we could cover, and one of these days soon we'll have you on and we'll just open it up for questions because
great.
That was how we find out what people really want to know. But
right.
we said we wanted to kind of relieve the panic of, boy, you turn on the TV if you dare, and there are, if you don't just go straight to Netflix, there will be somebody there pointing to graphics of increasing numbers and so on of COVID-19 cases. Can we start with the fact that if you do a lot more testing, you're going to fall into a lot more cases?
Well, exactly. You know, we do have a lot more people testing. But I think the important thing, I'm glad you're bringing this topic up, is that if we do nothing else today, is we relieve the fear of the worst case scenario that you're going to die if you get coronavirus, just to put it bluntly. If you listen to the radio, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do. You hunker down in your home, close the doors, don't go outside because there's, and hopefully the plague passes you just like it did in the biblical times. So we just don't think that's the right way. We want to educate people as to the steps you can do for prevention. God forbid if we use that word, the prevention, and that's what we want to review today is, you know, the things that you can do today to boost your innate, your own immunity so that you can weather this and, you know, pretty much get on with your normal life.
Well, in the first half of the program, we talked about selenium and the role that it has, because I have here and there in the news heard the word zinc, which is really important. We never hear about vitamin D, which is crucial, and there are probably any number of things that work to keep us healthy that would be good. And the idea of prevention, if that gets to the news at all, that's synonymous with vaccine as far as they're concerned.
Well, that's right. And you really, just like you said earlier in the show, if you indicate any nutritionals that are linked to a disease state, it's considered a new drug and you actually are banned. Unfortunately, you know, this is the reason why we're not being able to talk about prevention. But if you look at other countries, what they have found that the use of some key nutrients, especially even in Scotland, the health department, and in England, they're giving their frontline workers a immune support kit, believe it or not. They're giving zinc, and they're giving vitamin D3, and they are giving vitamin C for frontline workers, healthcare workers that are meeting patients with COVID on a daily basis. So the literature is full of the immune support benefits of vitamin D3 for viral infections. Early on, back in January, the Koreans had found that the use of zinc along with prescription drugs, hydroxychloroquine, was very efficacious in the early stage. And I emphasize early stages, that it stops the replication of these coronavirus cells. You know, we talk about zinc, Marty, but zinc is very difficult for cells to absorb. So it's really important to have a transporter or somebody to get into the cells. And this is what we're talking about.
Now, last week, Sherry Rogers called zinc, once it's in the cell, birth control for the viruses. And so
that's,
you
exactly
want to stop
right.
it at any point, and we don't want to wait until the thundering hordes have open the gate into our compound before we mount a defense. We want to catch it early, early on. And I'm glad to hear about the defense kit for these frontline workers. And if it's good enough for them, it ought to be good enough for us. But there's a thing called the NIH syndrome, and it's not National Institutes of Health. It's not invented here. But the other thing is that in this country, the medical establishment and the media are controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. They don't make any money when people prevent disease. So it's kind of up to people like you and I to spread the word and our listeners to go out there and tell their friends and neighbors, because it's not coming from the top down anytime soon.
Well, and the good thing is that the internet radios, internet TV is a treasure trove of useful health information that is blowing up all the internet channels for prevention. People are just desperate for information. So just the things just like you're talking about today, people are taking to heart, because we only talk about things that are backed by clinical research that have been shown to be efficacious in the right dosages. And it, just like you said, all the studies that are done out there are done on patients when it's too late, and you cannot turn back the time when you're on a ventilator and start giving zinc or vitamin D3. It's just too late at that time.
Yeah, there's no medicine that's really retroactive.
Yes, and so this is a reason. Just think about it, Marty. If everybody got a box that had vitamin D3, they had zinc, and they had vitamin C, and my favorite is the glutathione, and I'll get to that in just a moment, in their box, every single patient, instead of getting a big check from the government, you got one of these in addition to it. Do you realize how fast we would turn this around? And I think this is the reason why I think Taiwan and Singapore, they have a tremendously low death rate.
Yeah, they're doing something different. And it's not like I heard this doctor, when we come back, I'll tell you about the interview I saw with him. But he said if they did social distancing in Taiwan with their 126 million people, as small as that is, some of those people would be in the ocean. So if they've done something else, I will ask you when we come back what you think about masks, and we'll talk about some of the medications like hydroxychloroquine, and that, which I think was, they set up those studies to prove it wasn't useful. I don't think they were studies, and it was given at the wrong time, but it works. To the extent it works by getting zinc into the cell, and there are other ways to do that. Bill Tsardi has taught us that. We'll be right back.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Tsardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. the natural digestive supplement. GarlaGest is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that GarlaGest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to GarlaGest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit GarlaGest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
I knew I would wish I had more time with our guest, Ray Solano. He is a compounding pharmacist. The pharmacy name is PD Labs. I have a link to that in the description of today's show in the archives at hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu and it should be easy to follow from there. He is also a board certified clinical nutritionist. We hang out a lot of the same seminars and where we get the alternative views, alternative in most cases, I think the alternative to stupidity, but and you know what I mean. I want to ask before we get back into medicines, masks. How have you come down on that one?
It's a good question. You know, we what is the definition of a mask? The definition right now is something that covers your face with something as a barrier. And what they really want is to have something that prevents you from expelling viruses and contamination out into the environment. And unfortunately, many of the masks that are out there prevent you from inhaling contaminants from a contaminated environment. So it's almost like a one-way valve. But it, you know, it makes sense if you cover your mouth and your nose if you're sneezing or coughing so that you don't make it worse. That is one thing. And I think that's what they're talking about. And unfortunately, these masks have no regulations. They have no standards. But some of them are better than others. Anything that has the KN95 or the N95 that has like a mini HEPA filters on them is probably the best to go. You know, a sock or a handkerchief is not really going to do very much except stop you from sneezing on people or coughing. But you probably shouldn't be out hanging around anyway. But unfortunately, Marty, I think if one thing we make clear today, a mask is not going to save you. That is not the only thing that you need to do. If you listen to the news, stay home and wear a mask is all that's being told. Most masks are fabric, and they have very little retentions of viruses. They go right through it. So that's what we're talking about. Fabric masks really don't do anything. The ones that are used for healthcare workers, N95s, the KN95s, are useful, but they are difficult to breathe with. So the surgical masks are really meant for surgical sterile rooms, which we're finding. But so we're faced with this double-edged sword, catch-22. Unfortunately, we have to wear a mask now, but make sure you don't touch them all the time. Wash your hands. You know, I haven't seen people talk about washing their hands lately. Seems like that has fallen out of favor. But that's the best thing to do. You know, Marty, you can catch viruses through your eyes as well. So I guess we should probably wear a helmet. You know, maybe that has
a space suit.
Space suit. I think a space suit would be best. But I think it's best and healthier to use prevention as well as the mask and make sure your vitamin D levels are up there, your zinc levels are up, your antioxidant levels like you talked about today with selenium and vitamin C. These are crucial to it. And then also, you know, in South Africa, they close the bars. in South Africa. There's no alcohol. All the liquor stores were closed back in February of this year. And I think there's alcohol, people need to understand, decreases your immune system. And I'll repeat that again. Alcohol decreases your immune system. So I think it's, if you're going to stay at home and you're going to quarantine, having cocktail hours three or four times a day is probably not the best thing to do. What do you think about that, Marty?
Oh, exactly. And back to the masks again. I encourage you to go back and read last week's blog because I give all of the pros and cons and some links to videos that show what they do kind of graphically and real life live action. And I have originally was pretty negative. I've come around to believing that it probably does help the larger bits of phlegm that or moisture that get out that have viruses in it. It might help a little bit with the fine ones, which can linger in the air. But I think the cutting down on oxygen was kind of exaggerated. And I wear a mask when I'm in a store, when I'm near people, and not in the car, not when I don't have to, because there are other things. But I have it all laid out in there, and I think we need to make an informed decision about these things. We've got a couple of other things that, boy, we could go on for hours talking about antibodies and innate immunity and vaccines, but let's save that for another time. I've got a couple of questions here that we need to cover.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll just have 3 minutes to do this. We want to talk about a remedy for pain so that you aren't on opioids, and if we have time, varicose veins. So please stay with us.
Yeah, we'll do that.
My guest is Ray Solano.
It's always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts, eat strategically, and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplements you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I encourage you to go to the archive of today's show, even if you don't need to listen to it again. What you can find there is a link to this an interview with a West Texas doctor who's using an asthma drug, an anti-inflammatory asthma drug, in a nebulizer, getting it right into the lungs where the infection is, and is having fabulous results helping people get over COVID-19. He has not lost a single patient. And we've been talking mostly about preventing it or having your body cure it. But if you get to the point where you need medical help, I want you to know about that. And we could talk about the immune system, antibodies, how flaky some of those tests are, what that really means, whether a vaccine would do any good, and will there actually be one. I suspect we will cover that in some depth next time that Bill Sardi is on, which won't be very long. And I want to devote the 2 minutes we've got left to tell us about low-dose naltrexone for pain.
Yeah, low-dose naltrexone is an FDA-approved drug that's been around since the 80s. But for now, actually, the drug naltrexone in higher strengths was used for opiate addictions and at that time for getting off pain medication at a very high strength at 50 milligrams. But Dr. Bahari in the 90s found out that low dose, very low dose, a couple of milligrams, has had an opposite effect of helping people with pain. So at low dose, it has a completely different effect. That's where the name low-dose naltrexone comes from. So it works in two pathways. It increases these endorphin levels, make people a little bit happier, but it also stops the drug tolerance that occurs with opioids, so it reverses the drug tolerance, so it makes them more effective, but it also relieves the pain so we can get off of opioids. And I can't tell you of any other product that has been more successful for getting people off of opioids and replacing it with getting rid of their pain as well. So low-dose naltrexone is very effective. And again, it's a low dose, and we are skilled in, as consultants, low-dose naltrexone consultants at PD Labs.
And if people call you, they can, even if they don't have a prescription or their doctor's not knowledgeable, you can bridge the gap for them.
That's right. That's where they're here. We're here to help at PD Labs at 888-909-0110. That's 888-909-0110. And we give you free advice all the time on this. And also that drug that you talked about, budesonide, for nasal and inhalation. So we want to get the word out. Right, Marty?
We do. And so go to the archives. I will put that phone number in there as well. And you can answer.
Sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winneken takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.